Welcome to Allegedly. I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss. Hi, Theo. Good to see
you. I know. Good to see you, man.
It's been a little while because we've been crossing paths like ships in the night because you're like doing comedy shows in Sheboygan and Detroit and Tampa and Santa Fe and everywhere else.
Yeah, some seedy places and some good places. And Matt was in Australia.
Yeah, I was.
So
it was fun. This is my first post-Australia trip. Ups and downs.
Really?
Crashed a car.
Oh, wow.
Yep. A famous person's car, nonetheless.
Wow. Really? It was her car? Was it a nice car?
It was ish.
The Australian version?
It was one of this famous person's cars. But listen, I grasped the other side of the road. I really did.
Really?
But I didn't grasp the parking. I was on a one-way street trying to park, and there was people parked on both sides, and I was on the other side of the car, and I just could not understand it, and I just turn and hit a parked car.
But you know, parking doesn't change no matter which way really kind of you're going.
I know, but if you're on the other side, it was very bizarre.
Do you feel like you have a better chance of maybe being straight one day? Like if you're on the other side of the street, did that have any, was there any correlation there sexually?
No, but I did meet an Australian.
Really?
Mario.
Oh my God.
It's not very Australian of a name, but Mario.
Well, I'm going to ask our guest what she thinks of people being out of their country zone.
Well, exactly.
A Mario in Australia. We have the lovely comedian, British and universal comedian, Miss Catherine Ryan here with us today.
Hello. It's true. I am a citizen of the universe. I was born in Canada, but I do comedy in the UK pretty much for the last 10 years. And straight away, Theo, I'm going to do minus 5 points because you think that Tampa is acceptable. I'm going to give you plus 2 points for A, knowing celebrities and being gay.
Thank you. It always, you know what?
It's so easy to be gay now. I could go blow some dude right out here. Easy.
All right. All right. Go for it.
Could you blow him to fruition, do you feel? If you're willing to do that now, then there are some points to be won. But
I'll give you points.
I'm out.
I'll also be the guy.
Wow. That is vulgar.
Okay.
You know, stay on your side of the street,
bro. Catherine, you live in the UK?
I do. Yeah, I moved there 10 years ago, just sort of on a trial basis with a boy. It's not aspirational. I went with a boy.
Yeah.
Followed a boy. And then, that didn't work. But
no.
I was happily inseminated already with his seed.
Ooh.
And so we're still friends. We have a daughter and she's British and I live there. I've lived there for 10 years. I've developed as a British comic and I love it over there.
Does she have an accent?
She has.
And you haven't picked up anything?
No, because I think I moved there when I was 23 or 24, and once you're an adult, you don't change your accent.
Yeah, but there are people who are prone to, who want to, right? Like the Madonnas or whatever, who are just like to any excuse to pick that up.
And you were carrying zygote when you went into that country. Now, did you already have the baby? There was a child conceived in Canada and then you brought it into Britain?
No, conception. Everything took place in the UK.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah, I was there a year before I decided to have a baby there. And yeah, no, she's lovely. She's really British, but...
what does that mean?
British? Well, I always say I recommend having an English child. It's like having a tiny, ineffective butler at home. She's just like, "Hey, mummy, I really don't know if you should say that. Could we please not be late for horse riding this week?" Like, she's very English, but also like playfully right wing.
Right.
You know, she's very. She listens to the hype, and she's just like. You know, I'll be like, clean your room. She's like, well, stop being a strain on my national healthcare system. I'm like, I'm not. Like, you are the child of an immigrant. You got to get this. And she doesn't. She's like, so sorry about my mommy. She's Canadian. You know, that's really posh.
Sometimes kids with British accents kind of freak me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Do they ever creep you out?
No. I mean, her friends creep me out, but she's cool. I love her. Kids are creepy because they appear in the night, just a silhouette
right,
at 3 a.m.
Exactly, with the British accents.
Yeah, with a British accent. She doesn't creep me out at all. She's my, like, road dog. She's G. Yeah, I love her a lot.
And now, do you ever worry about her, like, taking over Africa and just taking it for all of its jewels and minerals? Do you ever worry?
I feel like the UK has already taken what they wanted from that country and left it in a terrible position, really.
That's true.
So there's not much left for Violet to pillage at this point. I think she's fine.
But would you support her if she chose to be a pillager?
I mean, I would support her imperialism. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would support her.
You have to. You have to support your child's imperialism.
Wow.
Dude, how do you think any of this happened? Any of the whole world?
That's what's so funny when all your people, not your people, you know, the like... douches of Virginia are like, we're taking our country back. I'm like, no, you're trying to take it again. Like, you already took it. It's not yours at all.
Yeah. They just don't know that. They don't know that.
Yeah, the time passed. Like, if you want to build a time machine and go back and do it.
Right, exactly.
Now, I think a lot of people would watch that.
What a perfect time to come to the U.S., by the way.
I know. I really appreciate being welcomed into what's left of your country.
Thank you.
We're glad you made it. Dude, I just got another one.
Another one of what?
Another loot crate.
Another STD?
Nope. I had, what did I have one time? Got rid of it. Chlamydia.
Really?
You know, I did have it at one point. I can't remember. Oh, I remember. I was staying in an apartment. I had a roommate.
Are you going to say you got it from the sofa or something?
No. I got it from a human. like a champ. And this girl came to see the place. I was moving out, so she was looking at my room, right? And she was cute, and I was like, oh, man, dude, I got to holler at this chick, right? But my roommate, who was staying in the place and who needed to rent the room, was like, dude, he knew what I was up to. He's like, do not try and hook up with this chick, bro. I was like, don't worry, I won't. And then that night we went out, and she came back to the place, and we hooked up there.
You got a nice parting gift.
And I got a parting gift, and she didn't take the room.
Oh.
Yeah, and he really thought she was
good. Maybe she knew what she was doing. Well, let's talk about Loot Crate, because it's a new month for Loot Crate.
Yeah, Loot Crate's awesome. Look, I get Loot Crate. We got it as a gift from Loot Crate, and now I'm also getting my own subscription to Loot Crate.
Dude, and I've noticed a lot of our fans have signed up and are really enjoying it. And so we love if you tweet us or you send us some pictures of you with your Loot Crate and things like that and tell us what you think. But it really is a lot of fun. I've genuinely went from a skeptic into someone who looks forward to getting the new Loot Crate each month.
Yeah, it's really great. If you're not familiar, it's a box that comes to you each month that's filled with like nostalgia, collectibles that have to do with like pop culture, movies from when you were young and things like now, like Guardians of the Galaxy or right. Star Wars.
Speaking of which, this month, the month of September, the new theme is robotic.
Ooh.
I got mine this month. It had some great robotic themed stuff that was around Star Wars, Star Trek, Aliens, and Blade Runner.
You know what? I didn't even open my latest one. I gave it to my friend who has a six-year-old son.
Oh.
Because that's the thing. It's like it can be for somebody our age or it can be for a kid. It's a great thing to have if you just think someone might be stopping by your house or if you have a kid who's in school and, you know, once a month you just want to have something nice to reward them with just randomly.
And there's so many different incarnations you can get, like loot pets, or you can get bigger versions of the boxes, or you can get, you know, like loot wear, which is different threads that you can get. And you have to do it by the 19th. 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific is the cutoff for that month. And you can specifically, we have our deal, which is if you go to lootcrate.com/allegedly, A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y.
And enter our code Theo, T-H-E-O, you save 10% on any new subscription
10%.
Today.
Yeah, this is literally the best surprise that you know is coming each month.
Yep. So get one, get it for you, get it for somebody else. Just have it coming in. It's a great gift. I promise you, you'll love every moment of it. It's a great surprise.
Lootcrate.com/allegedly. Use code Theo for 10% off.
And now back to the show.
Here's a question. Who's a harder audience, UK or US?
For me, US is harder only because in the UK, I'm really spoiled now that I'm on TV over there and people have sort of already figured out who I am and what I'm about.
Right.
So they welcome me straight away. They trust me. You know, that a lot of stand-up is about trust, obviously. And here, that your audiences are just like, who is this girl? I just seem like some girl who got on stage.
Right,
like
right.
As a dare. And then I kind of, yeah. They're like, we've never heard of you. Why are you on at the Comedy Store? And I'm just like, I'm from Canada, but I live in England. It's a lot for them.
You almost have to feel like you have to re-explain yourself a little bit.
But that's a good thing. That's a challenge. I've, been in some audiences of super famous people who unfortunately never get told no anymore. And don't
of
you
course.
Find that they get a little bit lazy because everybody always laughs at them no matter what?
Right.
Yeah.
So I really do like having to start fresh all the time. I mean, it's fun. It
makes
fun.
You work for it a little and stay on your game.
I
you
like
know?
A graft. I like it.
And now how long is that like, how long, like, is there a reason that you like came to America to like pursue more comedy? Is there a reason why, I mean, could you just stay in England?
Yeah.
Is there...
I do stay in England. I will always live in England, but we're at the position now. I say we, the royal we, Violet and me, my daughter Violet, I've done enough in England now that I have a Netflix special that's worldwide, and so I can afford to take some time out and to choose meaningful projects, and then some of those are over here.
Right. Mm.
And so we'll just see what happens. I don't know. I just want to keep always doing comedy.
Yeah.
Until I die on the operating table.
Is it scary being in America, kind of?
No, you mean with everything going on, or just with the scene being like...
Just the scene, I think. That would be the scariest thing to me, yeah.
Comedy scene?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, I don't get scared because I think I have a really lovely understanding of ego. Like, I just don't care. I really believe that when you are someone's parent, you can't really get high above your station when you have to, like, wipe someone's ass. Like, it's just not that I do that anymore for Violet. She's quite a lady.
I was gonna say, how old is she, 10?
Yeah, no, she just turned 8. But 8. I'm saying, a mom, being a single mom, some single immigrant mom, has been really useful for me, because no matter what happens on stage, like, I'm not the most important thing in the world, and people are gonna like it or they're not, and I've always been really easy about that. I don't have this, like, man, I destroyed, and if I'm honest, that is pretty gross about some of your comics. The way that they're, like, totally killing it, man. Like, British comics aren't really like that. We're just kind of all friends and we're really chill and it goes as well as it can go. And then we go home to our dogs. Like, it's...
Right.
Yeah, we're very low key.
Yeah, there's a lot more ego over here. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Theo, you're in the scene all the time. Like, you're traveling and you're here all the time. Do you see that?
Yeah, I definitely see a lot of it. I mean, I see a lot of, like, celebrity comics will come in and they'll just do, like, an hour, you know, and some of them never even been to the comedy. Like, I'll use the Comedy Store as an example. They've never even been here. Like, they don't realize, like, you know, Chris Rock will come, but he'll do a half hour. Yeah. Like, you don't come to an hour and you know, bump everybody else's night. Like, people don't care that much that you're Kevin Hart, you know. It's like, we're kind of excited, but Chris Rock's here, you know, twice a week, or, you know, it's like, we're not we don't need you, you know. We're excited to have you, but so sometimes I do think there's some ego like that. I think there's definitely a lot of young comics who, if they can just get popular on Instagram or get popular in that way, that they feel like they also are popular on stage. I don't know what the value of being good on stage, if it's as valuable as it used to be, almost sadly.
Well, I'm going to give you 5 points. Yeah. You're out of the hole, Theo, because you talked disparagingly about social media influencers.
Oh, good.
And I really like that.
And that was actually very well put together for a Theo statement.
Oh, really?
What he just said, that was that was very
beginning,
coherent. Like, I really believed it. And deep, surprisingly deep.
Okay, I'll give you even another bonus point for coherence.
Boom, there you go.
I didn't realize that you were not usually able to string together a sentence.
Really? Yeah. Take a look over there.
I didn't know. Imagine. Take
a look at that haircut.
Okay,
this is a gender neutral cut.
So, Catherine, you referred to your Netflix special, which was called Catherine Ryan in Trouble.
Yeah.
Which came out in February.
Mm-hmm.
How has that experience been post release and all that?
Really great. Thank you for plugging the special. That's a point for Matt. I recorded the last show of my tour at the Apollo in London, and I wasn't sure whether Netflix would want it or not. I mean, I pretty much assumed they would not. But, you know, comics are always in conversations about how to release a special, what to do, and Netflix is the dream. It's kind of where I certainly wanted my special.
Yeah.
And then...
Theo had one, too.
Oh, I know! Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We'll plug yours, too, Theo.
Thank you.
I don't remember what it's called, but I'm sure it was great.
Plug it now, Theo, while it's fresh.
It's called No Offense, and you can watch it after you're done watching Catherine.
Okay.
Okay.
You watch them both simultaneously, actually, and put Wizard of Oz on in the background.
That's the joy of multi-platform engagement.
Yeah.
And then it's cool because I had been pretty much exclusively in the UK for 10 years. I've been doing comedy about that time. And then I'd like pop into Just for Laughs every once in a while in Montreal, which is a wonderful festival in Canada. And then I sort of hadn't done anything in the U.S., and Netflix specials are available in 190 countries, so it definitely changed my ability to do comedy outside of the U.K., and it's been so cool.
Matt, you're a real fruit guy, huh?
I love fruit, but I also love my veggies.
Oh, yeah? No, I mean, you are kind of a fruit. It's like an old gay term.
You dick. I know what a fruit is.
Okay, sorry. I'm just joking.
But we're talking about veggies and veggie bars.
Yeah, we are, man. And actually, we're talking about That's It.
Yeah, That's It is a really cool company that started off with fruit products. And they created these fruit bars, which basically just takes natural fruit ingredients, combines it in a bar. You eat it. It's an easy way to eat. Now they've expanded mm-hmm. into vegetables.
Yep, now they got them veggies. Because sometimes if you had a fruit, you know, you might have a peach in your car, but you hit the brakes and it rolls down by the dashboard.
Right.
Then you got a hot bruised peach and you still need to get those nutrients.
But as far as veggies go, a lot of people don't like to eat veggies, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people like to ride around with kale or beets in their car.
Exactly. So this is actually, it's a tasty way to get your healthy, you know, your daily dose of vegetables.
Yep, it's like a big green or carrot cookie, basically. It's not like a, it's a, I don't want to say like a Rice Krispie treat, but definitely something like a, that's how it feels to me.
Exactly, and I tried them. There's a lot of flavors. There's black bean and corn. There's black bean and kale. There's black bean and sweet peas and stuff, and they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's you don't really feel like you're eating vegetables necessarily, because I don't love to eat vegetables, so it feels like I'm having an easy snack, you know? It's great when I just need to get something on the go, or if I'm finishing a workout, you know, it's an easy thing to just eat.
Yeah, to get your vegetables in, because that's a tough thing. It's like, you know, some things are easy to access, you know, but to get the vegetables sometimes not that easy.
Yeah.
You know, you can't stop by a gas station and pick up some vegetables, you know?
No, you can't.
Hit me up with those squashes, with those kumquats.
Well, this, I don't know if a kumquat is a vegetable or a fruit.
I don't know either.
I like that word, though. This is a company whose mission is to change the way that the world eats produce.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing it in bar form.
And their product's great for you. It's all bars are under 100 calories, no preservatives, gluten-free, non-GMO, 4 grams of protein, no fat, kosher, vegan.
Kosher? Oh, yeah. For us Jews.
There you go, Jade up.
And you get your full serving of vegetables for that day right. In a bar.
Yeah, and that's amazing, because think about that. Think about having to just, think about you getting home late at night and you still have to eat a can of peas. Mm. Not anymore.
You can just eat the bar.
Yep.
What's really cool about it is not only the taste, but the texture and the crunch and the flavor. It's just different.
Oh, it's like somebody just beating you in the face with a garden salad. You know what I'm saying?
I tossed a few salads.
I think this is totally a different diet.
Oh, okay.
That.
Gotcha. But it's also good for kids too. You know, kids don't like to eat their, you know, vegetables normally, and you have to force them. So give them a bar. It's fun.
Give it to them like a candy bar. That's exactly the deal. And you can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram and let us know what flavors you liked at That's It Fruit and hashtag That's It, hashtag Real Veggies. These bars are always in season. No picking, peeling, or washing required. That's It has done all the work for every age, diet, and lifestyle. Big flavor, 4 grams of veggie protein. That VPZ.
So how do you get these bars?
Oh, you go to thatsitfruit.com and use our discount code.
Ooh, discounts.
CO.
And you save 10% on any order today. If you go to thatsitfruit.com, enter code Theo to save 10% off any order today.
Yep, it's just changing the way that you consume vegetables, man. Are you tired of riding around with that big, huge crate of celery in the back seat?
Yeah. Well, I can ride in the carpool lane when I do that.
That's a good point, dude.
My friend Celery.
Yeah, these are my friends.
And then when they pull me over, I'm like, no, really, these are my friends. This is it.
Yeah, that lettuce has a head on it, sir. Doesn't that count?
Okay, so go to thatsitfruit.com, use the code Theo, and save 10% off any order today.
That's it.
Now, the Apollo Theater, I don't know it, but I'm assuming it's not related to the Apollo Theater in New York.
I think it is.
It is.
I think you can't just open a theater and call it the Apollo. I mean, maybe you can.
Well, the Apollo in New York has a certain type of crowd.
It's urban, isn't it?
Yes, it is urban.
Well, I'd say the Apollo.
What do you guys mean by urban? I'm not familiar with this statement.
It's what we say when we mean like a lot of awesome black comics perform there. And,
yes.
But it's just, it's about, you know, gentrification is a complicated issue.
Yeah. There
but
you go.
The Apollo in London is in Hammersmith. And that's, you know, we have so much diversity in London. I mean, it's not known as a black comedy venue, but I mean, yeah, there are lots of, I don't know, I didn't count them. I didn't, you know, make people tick their their race when they came in. I saw a few Indian backgrounds. I saw some Pakistani. I don't know. But yeah, it's just the place to do.
I just know the Apollo in New York is very famous for its like loud, boisterous.
Yeah.
And that does not seem like, a British thing or a you thing necessarily.
It's not super British to be loud and or boisterous. You're right. But yeah, no, that's the place to do it. We do have a bit of like pub comedy culture of people who shout sure.
Do they have like black comedy clubs in? Because there's some, you know, like kind of, I guess, traditional black comedy clubs in the U.S. Do they have those in Britain?
Yeah, we do. And I feel like I'm not totally sure how to describe the circuit, but I have a really good friend called Dane Baptiste, who's so great and has started doing sitcoms out there and who I gig with quite a lot. We were on tour together for a while, but he talks a lot about there is sort of a black circuit and certain people cross over into mainstream and certain people don't. And I think I understand that from the point of view of a female comic. All of us are considered in some way to be alternative until we do mainstream stuff. So there is sort of a female comedy community in a way, circuit, and some people go breakthrough and go mainstream and other people do like the lady gigs. I'm sure the urban gigs are the same. I don't know. But yeah, there's definitely a different circuit. We have like bad boys of comedy out there on all kinds of shows. I see the posters.
And now if they had like a, now just for example, and this is a serious question, if they had a show and it was like white comics,
yeah,
would that be in America, somebody would make a huge deal about that. In Britain, would they make a big deal about that? Or do you think that people would just be like, oh, that's just kind of like satirical? Or
that's most shows, isn't it? Is white male comics. And in Britain,
I don't think so these days. I don't think so.
Nah, in Britain it still is a thing.
Remember,
it's Britain, so they're like a little bit older, a little bit behind. There certainly is need for shaking things up and diversity quotas and stuff. In Britain, we have race is an issue and class is certainly an issue.
Yeah.
And we want to see more people of color writing, but also doing stand up and people from different class backgrounds. In the UK, you know, you only get to be prime minister if you went to one specific school, basically. Mm. And then a lot of the comics are sort of middle class. So they're really pushing to see like more perspectives, working class comics, black comics, Asian comics, female comics. Yeah. And but that has had to be instigated. So now there are a lot of panel shows in the UK where you have to have at least one woman on because they were just like white males. And then, okay, so you get one woman on, but then you look at it. And now, I mean, it takes a while for a culture to shift. I look now, sometimes I'm on a bill where, yeah, I'm a woman on the bill, great, but then all of us are white, and I'm just like, oh, God.
Right.
I don't like it.
Right.
Yeah, it makes me feel uncomfortable now, but it's changing. I can't speak to a person of color perspective, but from a female perspective, I've always been super peaceful and positive about the fact that that's changing. It just takes a little while.
And now you're on like a million shows.
In the UK.
In the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Something, your face or mine.
Yes.
How'd you get so rich?
That's a great one.
Yeah. Fake news show?
Yes.
Still on? So how can you be on so many shows?
Oh, yeah.
And how does it work over there? Like, you're like a panelist or
some
like
of those,
a host?
Yeah, I'm a host of most of the ones that you mentioned there. How'd You Get So Rich was my show where it was like immersive documentary journalism sort of. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it, but basically I met billionaires and millionaires from all over the world, some in LA, and I would just follow them around and be like, hey, how'd you get so rich? And they would show me stuff, but I would interview them as well.
Right.
That was really cool. That was a great show on Channel 4. We're going into second season of that shortly.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah. And they tell you how they did it. And these are all self-made millionaires. Mm. One of them was in the mafia.
Wow.
He was the biggest crime boss since Al Capone. Mm. He lives in Orange County. He's out. He's out of prison. He's a preacher now. He's a really good guy.
Wow.
He's got this amazing family of dancers. He married this glamorous, lovely, just woman of God. And then she had five of his children or something. And they're all dancers. He writes musicals. I mean, he was great.
Wow.
And I like the mafia. Here's why I'm on the side of the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they only ever harm other mafioso. And I think that's pretty cool. Because you know that governments aren't always so scrupulous with the directions of their drones. But mafia, I feel like they don't waste many bullets, is what I hear.
I haven't thought about it. It's kind of funny that what I'm going through in my head is mafia movies. I'm like, does this ever happen in mafia movies?
Yeah, there's not like a lot of aimless killing in mafia movies. It's usually very specific.
Yeah,
like,
very specific.
Now it's his turn, and then it's him, and then this one, and then this one. Yeah.
I don't mind a little gasoline racketeering. I don't mind it. A little white collar crime. I mean,
but if it's your local bar that you really liked and it goes up in flames, I don't be pissed.
And the food that goes with mafia murders. I feel like everybody, you eat well, even if you get got.
Yes.
You know?
At least you had a good one.
Yeah, I feel like it's almost part of the culture in a weird way.
Tony Soprano was eating.
Yeah, he was.
When it all went black.
Really? I haven't seen it yet.
You're a little late.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
But you know, it's not, because nobody knows how these Sopranos really ended. It's up to you. It's choose your own adventure.
Really?
Yeah. For better or worse.
I'm going to give you, Theo, a point for being very interesting in having totally missed the phenomenon that was the Sopranos.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it, though.
Honey, if you want to go down this road, he's going to have a lot of points. He knows Michael Landon. That's about it.
Okay.
He's a big Michael Landon.
Did you have Michael Landon in Britain? Did you have a Little House on the Prairie?
Yes. Well, I mean, I think they did. I was here for that.
Sorry. See, yes.
In Canada? Yes. You had Little House on the Prairie?
It was Little House on the Prairie. Yeah, exactly. Cool.
And now when you
Not
say
Little Hoos?
We have a show in Canada called Little Mosque in the Prairies.
Really?
Is that a reality show?
No, it's a scripted.
Is that
scripted...
a 4chan website? That sounds like the dark web. Is it?
What?
Maybe also that.
Could be. Yeah.
What up? You know I'm about to tell you about the paleo secret. You've heard of paleo? People are throwing the word around here, there. It's an anti-diet based on scientifically proven approach that flies in the face of every diet you've ever tried. Instead of starving, restricting, exercising, or otherwise torturing your excess pounds away, you indulge in delicious, mouth-watering foods that you learn to prepare yourself to turn on your body's own fat-burning power. Hear that gristle sizzle? That's you. So your body drops the weight on its own the way it should. That's the secret. The secret is using your body to its own advantage. Take the 30-day challenge. We're so convinced that you'll see real health results and continue with the paleo lifestyle way of eating that if you don't like it, we'll refund your money. That's what Paleo Secret is offering. If you suffer from obesity, digestive issues, joint pain, or feel fatigued throughout the day, this can help. The side effects of this: boundless energy, improved sleep, effortless weight loss, and even clearer skin. Is that a pimple? Not anymore. For a limited time, they're going to give our listeners 50% off the entire health transformation. All 5 free bonuses, as well as access to their private Facebook group, starting at $13.50. Completely risk-free. So stop dieting and start a wellness transformation. That's what this is about. It's not about fighting through these diets. It's about using what your body already wants to do, maximizing your body's potential. Try it today at www.thepaleosecret.com/podcast and reclaim your health, youth, and energy. That's www.thepaleosecret.com/podcast and reclaim your health, youth, and energy. Now back to the show.
And what? So tell me, what's Your Face or Mine?
Your Face or Mine is an evil game show.
Yes, that's what I read.
Where my very good friend Jimmy Carr.
Who I think is actually pretty
cute. I love Jimmy.
Cute.
Actually saw him in Montreal.
Okay, Matt gets 2 points for fancying Jimmy Carr.
He dates women, though.
Oh.
He dates exclusively one woman, Caroline, who's an absolute doll.
Yeah. Like, for sure.
Yes.
We can't.
You think actually, he might be gay?
No.
I'll tell him. He'll be flattered.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell him if he ever, you know, wants to come to this side of the pond.
I will tell him. I'll tell him that.
To me, looks like he reminded me of like a, what's the thing that's on the end of the...
Marionette.
Yes, like the handsomest marionette you've ever seen.
I don't know if you should tell him that.
I think so.
He knows. He's heard.
I think marionettes are nice. And I talked with him in Montreal, and he was a very charming man.
He's very charming. That's what it is. Okay, so Your Face or Mine is an evil...
Points all around for loving Jimmy Carr.
There we go.
Shout out Jimmy Carr, whose name is Jamaica. Jamaica. Jimmy Carr.
Jamaica.
Jimmy Carr. Jamaica.
Sounds like Drive Me a Car.
I was in Jamaica one time, and I walked ahead of Starbucks, right? Saw the Starbucks sign, walk in, and this lady's like, "Welcome to the Starbucks Lounge." Yes. And I was like, "What is this?" And they had just taken a Starbucks sign from somewhere and put it outside of like a bar.
Amazing.
And
made
it
She's
like, "Can I get you a smoothie?" And I was like, "Yes, you can. This is unbelievable."
Gosh. And you can also get a point for just going Welcome all in on a potentially offensive accent.
Oh, no. It's Jamaican.
Yeah, you did it pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you, friend.
I don't know why your neck goes up and you like go away from the microphone, but okay, whatever gets you in character. All right, Your Face or Mine, evil game show.
Yes, couples elect to come on. Mm-hmm. This is full consent. They come on and they think they're hot, and they also think they're the hottest in the couple. So we put them through a series of games. We compare them with people in the audience. We bring out ex-girlfriends. We bring out ex-boyfriends. We bring out just members of the public. And if they have to vote each round on, is your girlfriend hotter than your ex-girlfriend? Is your boyfriend hotter? hotter than this man that we found. And if the audience agree with you, you get money each time. Wow. But if you lie to be nice and the audience don't agree with you and they've voted before.
Because it's kind of like anonymous voting.
They voted before you say. And then, you know, it's clear. And you should see, it's just such a social experiment. People think they're going to smash it. And then the votes come in and you see, not only are you less hot than your partner, but you got like 11% of the votes and they got 89. Like, that's some hurtful ratio.
There's a lot of tears in this.
There's some tears, a lot of fighting, but then they usually walk out with like $5,000 if they do well.
There you go.
If they're willing to be
ruthless. Do you think that would translate here?
Yeah.
I absolutely think it's such a Tinder culture type show.
But I don't know if it would here because there's something where we would, it would be like, oh, you're judging them too much. Yes, you're too sensitive, which is baffling almost.
That's a good question. I wonder if that would translate here.
Well, they're very sensitive and polite in the UK, a lot more so than here. And if they're willing to accept it, and some think it's horrible, but that's why the show does well, because it's like, oh gosh, should I be watching this? But you have to remember that we do that all the time. When you swipe right or left, or you do whatever, you're making a judgment based on people's appearances only. We're saying that is very wrong to do in the world. But in the safety of this show, where people are asking us to play the game because they want to win some money, it's like a roast. It's like the language of a comedy roast.
I
like the points for you for that. Was very well put together too.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm still really, I really question as to how that would and why I feel like it wouldn't. I can't figure out exactly why I feel like it wouldn't.
Yeah,
there's
I
something
hear
weird
you,
in there.
Could you be a contestant on it?
You, Theo, are -4 for not believing in my show.
Oh, I believe in the show.
Okay.
I just don't know if I know why it wouldn't work in America.
-4 is correct. You were, go with your instinct.
I'm fine with losing.
Could you be a contestant on it ever? Could you?
Like, I would.
Not physically, but could you handle being a contestant?
Physically, mentally, yeah. You think I haven't had horrible things? I'm a woman on the internet. I mean, people tell me every day that I look like a horse, which is fair. I kind of do. Or like,
I wouldn't say a horse at all.
But, you know, like long.
I wouldn't say that either.
No, I don't mind
I'd
it
pick
at all.
I could pick a beautiful lean animal that maybe you look like, but it wouldn't be, not be a horse.
What would you go for? Flamingo.
Well, you're very symmetrical. You're very pretty.
You have
a nice kind of red hair.
Oh,
A little colorblind there, but okay.
And I would do something like a very exotic kind of maybe a Cuban kind of lizard, but a pretty lizard.
A Cuban lizard. Well, I'm as Irish as the...
A Cuban lizard? I don't even know what that means.
Did I get one at that?
I'm as Irish as the day is long. I was going to give you points because you're being nice. And then you called me a ginger, which is a slur where I'm from. And then you said it was like a Cuban lizard. But just to show good spirit, I'm going to take it. I'm going to give you 2 points.
Thank you.
Because what do I care?
Expensive animals, lizards. And here they are.
I'm pretty cold-blooded as well, and no one would want me as a pet.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, you were onto something, Theo.
Yeah. She changes colors outside, maybe.
I just want to sun myself on a rock.
So you've got a thick skin is what you're saying.
For sure. I mean, you have to because, again, you're not the most important person in the world. And what type of person expects everyone to like them unanimously? I mean, your current president, and God bless him. But it's a very weird thing to go, everybody has to love me all the time. I find a lot of peacefulness and balance in people disliking what I do for me, because I would rather be divisive. I would rather have people love me or hate me than everybody just be like, meh, like, I don't care.
Well, it's also easier for you to go on the show because you are pretty.
Oh, guys. Okay. And then 5 points.
Yeah, but he says that and there's no ammunition behind it. This man is solely into men. He invited this young man to start working with us and get off the internet.
Nice.
Anthony.
Well, I guess technically that's true.
You want to use Grindr for a job search?
That's where I met Mario in Australia.
Yeah. There
He's
you go.
He's a Grindr fella.
This guy's using Grindrs abroad in other countries. Very unsafe.
Well, he's coming to visit me.
Yeah, but what's the age?
Oh. Yeah. I might have made a connection with this Mario.
That's really cool.
Yeah. He's sweet. He's coming to visit.
What do you mean he's coming to visit, dude?
He's going
to
get on a plane and come to Los Angeles.
No, I know how air travel works. You have a chart at the house. But I just cannot
believe. Oh, please. Like, you've never invited a girl just to fly out for...
I flew a girl in from Newfoundland one time. A Newfie.
Wow.
Listen to this. She had the longest... This is crazy. Like, in all these pictures of her, you couldn't tell.
If this is about a clitoris, I'm leaving.
No.
Me
okay,
too.
Okay.
She had the longest hair.
Oh.
The longest hair in the world. And literally, she would carry a bag, like a purse, and her hair was in the purse. Like,
the
bag.
Well, that's very thoughtful.
Kind of like a hitchhiking Rapunzel, kind of, you know?
Hitchhiking Rapunzel?
And she...
The visuals of that.
1 point for fucking someone from Newfoundland.
Here's the crazy part. She didn't... Thank you very much. And she didn't want to wash her hair.
Oh.
And then after the second day, I was like, you don't have to wash your hair, but like, get getting the, maybe getting the shower some point,
So this didn't end well.
And it got a little bit weird. Well, no, I got her a plane ticket back a day early back home. But well, I discussed it with her first. I just said,
wash your hair or you're going home.
basically.
Sorry, these are the rules.
I grew up in the lice belt. Okay. So that's a very common time where, if people were, it was common to have group hair washings or go have parties at people's house where they would nix everybody and wash everybody's hair.
That's not true.
Are you being,
that's really true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Wow.
Are you being delicate about a rancid pussy situation and trying to make it about her hair?
First of all, no.
Okay.
There is no second of all. But nuh-uh.
Okay.
Nuh-uh. Okay.
Well, you got a point.
Well, okay, good.
But I did get alarmed at a certain, after 48 hours of having seeming no interest in sort of a cleanly sort of, or even taking a dip in the yard or anything, that maybe, I don't want to, share a bed or, a sofa cushion.
You really don't know this person.
Right.
Yeah, I got it.
So I got a little bit scared. So I guess I'm maybe just scared for you, man.
You just imported her back. Exported her. Yeah,
exported her back. Yeah, never double import.
Hey, dude. Are you single?
No, I am. Well, I am and I'm not. So, I've embarked upon this path this year. So my new show, I'm going to remain single until I am the age that Celine Dion is now. Because there's no one who wouldn't fuck Celine Dion like Celine Dion stepping out.
I would fuck Celine Dion.
Right? Yeah. I know.
For
sure. Love to watch you try to do that, dude.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And limp jouster. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Is that video on YouTube?
Gaze can get hard for the face of Dior. Trust me.
I mean.
I don't know.
There's a few. I think I could for her. Oprah for sure.
Yeah.
What about Hillary?
No. Oh, God, no. It actually, I just went the other way.
I just thought about this. Do you think anyone's ever masturbated to Hillary Clinton?
Of course. No. Sure. Bill doesn't even do it. Are you kidding?
Oh, Bill definitely doesn't. But has anyone ever? No way.
Yeah, of course. Some woman somewhere.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
There's something for everyone. Yeah,
that's true. Know, there's something for everyone.
I believe that. But when you really sit down and look at the numbers, I just don't know if anybody's ever gone full bore for HC.
I mean, that's not
HC.
What the election polls are for.
Right. No. I know that. Well, these days in America, they are. The Rock. I've heard from behind the scenes that The Rock is seriously considering and making a plan to run.
From behind the scenes?
Yeah, just from friends of his.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Rock
inside
is
scoop.
Is going to run for President of America, and he would win, probably.
But okay. So is Kanye. What happened with that?
But Kanye wouldn't have a chance to win, though. I mean,
no, The Rock could win, for sure.
The Rock could win. Okay. Because, first of all, he's got the WWE fan base. Yeah. I mean, the WWE fan base is huge.
It's weird, but it's true.
It's weird, but it's huge.
Wait, the show is about you trying to bang Celine Dion?
No. I would love to, and you get a point for saying you
and
bang
she's
Celine
British.
Dion.
Matt. Would
no,
you?
She's a Canadian.
No, she's a Canadian.
She's like the, isn't she like, she's like the fairy godmother of Canada.
She
like
is.
Everybody loves her.
I mean, she is amazing.
She's royalty.
She is.
Almost.
No, she's not royalty. There's only one royal family, dude.
And they are not
Prince
talented.
William.
Yeah. Ooh, I want to ask you about that stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
But first, I want to know.
So I do have a boyfriend, sort of, but on and off because we live in different cities. But I've been dating him for 3 years and then not dating him at the same time. It's tricky, but it's because I'm not willing to change my life. My daughter and I bought a house and, it's very clean and I have the wallpaper that I want and it's blush and rose gold and granite and we have tiny dogs that shiver and piss from their eyes. Why am I going to let something that wears socks with sandals into my beautiful space? I'm just not going to.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to pick someone who wears socks and sandals.
But he does.
Apparently this fella.
Eventually,
it's a good call.
Do you, have you ever hooked up with a fan?
No, I've never hooked up.
What?
I've never been on a date. I've either dated my daughter's father, who I split up with 8 years ago, or the boy that I dated for a while in the middle, who's criminally insane. He's just the worst person I've ever met.
Yeah.
But I ethered him just strongly from my life. It's great not to have kids with someone. They
you
go away.
You did ether?
Huh?
You did ether on him?
No.
No, I did. Yeah. ghosting? What do you mean?
No, like put the
drug.
Flag on the thing? Yeah.
They inhale. No, I don't think that's what she was referring to.
No, I just mean like
exercise.
We're done and we don't speak, and that was a dark time in my life. And then the lovely boy that I'm dating on and off now, and I've never been on a date outside.
Never
of
a one night stand or
no,
anything.
No.
But now, do you feel
you've
missed out on that?
Yeah, oh, that's
no,
a good question.
Missed out on what? Like, oh my god, no! I think it seems like a horrible nightmare. I would never want a stranger. I mean, I really have to like someone. Women are strange. This is why we wouldn't do well on Grindr. I could never be like Starbucks toilets right now. I really have to intimately know someone really well. It's always friends that sort of just by osmosis end up being my boyfriend by accident, but there's never been any hookup. No.
But have you ever been single?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, going back to the royal family.
Oh yeah.
So what is the vibe over there with Harry and Meghan Markle?
Great. It's a great vibe. It's sad for me because I always kind of held the hope that I might have a chance with the Duke of Cambridge. I really want him.
But he's a ginge.
He's a so?
So is that the exception to the rule over there?
Nah, no.
Double ginge makes a brown hair.
I mean,
that's gospel.
He is not. He's an exception. Yeah. He's a good. You're either like a beautiful ginger person, like the Little Mermaid,
right,
and Prince Harry, or you're not.
Okay,
the two people.
Those are the two.
Yeah.
Sorry,
they're
Carrot
happy
Top.
With Meghan Markle. We love that she's a person of color. We love that she's Canadian.
Yes.
What color is she?
She's biracial,
I
believe.
Black dad or something. Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
I've met some people that's out on the road somewhere I was performing at, and they like went to high school with her, which is really interesting.
She was in, I directed her in a movie.
Oh, really?
In her first film.
Is she nice?
She was super nice.
Great.
Very super nice. So that's why I'm curious, like, especially that it's a lay person, you know, like, if the vibe over there is like, I don't know. Like,
well, Prince Harry's not as serious, so, like, he will never be king. William right. will be king, or George will be king, or Charles likely will soon be king.
Interesting.
Oh my God, I love the queen. I don't ever want to see her go. But that is a powerful woman. I'm not dating till I'm the queen's age and I can, like. But with Harry, he has this lovely umbrella where he can do a little bit more. He has a little bit more freedom than William. And I know people who went to school with both of them from the time they were small and said that William always, even as a child, behaved with a lot more just sort of knowingness that he had a responsibility to fulfill one day.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, and Harry's a bit more like...
Have you met them?
Yes.
Oh,
I know.
Come on.
No
I know, right?
Tell.
So they're around. Like, a lot of people have met them. I met Harry at a polo match.
So they're accessible.
Yes. I mean, not totally accessible, but remember that I'm something of a celebrity over there.
Oh, right.
I have some access to places.
Right.
You know, I'm not ashamed to say. I was invited to an audience with the Queen.
No.
Yes. Not just me. It was for Canada's.
Was she awake?
Yeah. Well, I didn't go because...
Why didn't you go? What?
Well, Violet wasn't well that day, and it was at the Canadian Embassy for Canada's 150.
Figure it out, Violet. Okay. I got to go see the Queen.
I felt badly, but I mean... So is the double-edged sword of
being. Yes, exactly.
I think the Queen's awesome. I met Prince Harry at a polo match very briefly. He was there, you know, doing some charity. They're always charity.
Did you
around.
Touch him? Did you, like, shake hands?
No,
physical. Okay.
You're certainly not allowed to touch the Queen. I mean, off
you're
of
not?
Your head if you do that. Absolutely.
Really?
You're not allowed to talk to them unless they talk to you first.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then William, I've not met, but we've been in, like, similar... areas. There's right. this thing called the Royal Variety Show that a lot of comics do every year, and the whole royal family come and watch. They do comedy, yeah. And
did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Yeah, they like comedy. William and Harry, I will tell you now, love comedy.
They watch don't. Stuff. I mean, Harry strikes me as a funny person.
They have Netflix. Yeah.
William does not strike me as a funny person.
I think he is. He's quietly funny. I think. I don't know them well, but I do know people who do. And they're, you know, the royal family are around. And Beatrice and Eugenie are around. And Prince Andrew's around. Like, they're around.
I wonder what kind of comedy the Queen likes.
Yeah.
Just dirty. You know, like,
I don't know. Yeah, that would be hysterical.
Patrice O'Neill is her favorite.
She's like... Well, I saw you like the Joanna Krupa, Brandy Glanville...
Oh, I love that.
...vagina story.
What information do you have on her... jacked up pussy. Do you want to get sued? You know? Oh my God. Wait a minute.
I don't know.
You're dating one of them?
No, I used to date a little bit
Brandy?
One of them. Yeah.
I knew that.
But I never
from,
dated.
I knew that.
From the podcast.
Older one. Oh, yeah,
I knew
podcast.
That. So, oh my
she
gosh.
She came in on the podcast.
So, podcast
yeah, she
people.
She came out on the podcast, too.
Oh, God.
Sorry, is that good or bad? Pretty good.
Podcast people have relationships with each other?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think
That's
so.
That's really cute. It's like, we have the same, you know, experiences, and it's a crossover. Like,
yeah, you this went on her podcast, did you?
Yeah, went on her podcast.
I wasn't invited, though.
But, I mean, some of the best podcasts in the world. Like, I mean, I've been on Joe Rogan's podcast.
That's true.
Which is
it's,
the top
it is
the
a,
universe,
a community that
that's
has
That's not
to,
going
to
be something where
it'd be
I'm
hard
gonna,
not to sleep with him after going on his podcast. It's a great podcast.
But I think that's not going to be a guy, you know, like, if there's some interest. We've had a ton of guests where, you know.
Where you've tried and it hasn't worked.
There hasn't been any interest. No, one lady, and then she got so much bad publicity from the interview that she wouldn't be
she wouldn't return your call
text.
yeah
What's gonna happen to me? Great, can't wait, bring it.
Wait a minute, you know who I saw here the other night? Mel B's husband. What's that guy, Constantine?
Stephen Belafonte.
Well, ex-husband.
They were both on.
Yeah.
Mel B's
show together before. I love Mel B.
Together, apparently.
That's true.
Theo, you get, this is massive, this is happening.
Because he dated Brandi Glanville?
You get 10 points because you told me about what I believe to be a celebrity hookup. You and Brandi Glanville, I love it. I love knowing like just inside stuff. It entertains me.
Well, do you know who E.G. Daily is? She was Dottie in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and she does the voice.
Yeah,
Of Tommy Pickles.
He left one of the podcasts with her too.
Oh my gosh,
voice of Pickled Tommy.
So, in other words, be cautious when you come in here, women, ladies,
or young men. We got Anthony, our sweet new new associate.
I have tried on. Not on Anthony. Not yet. Not yet.
Look at it, though. He doesn't even know his sexuality yet. He's Look, you don't have to choose, Anthony. It's binary as long as you want.
It's a new show, Catherine. We tell him his sexuality and then let him out of that cage in about a month. It's a new American game show called This Is Your Gender.
Tell me this. Do you miss Brandi?
No. Okay. I mean, I don't. I didn't like. I mean, it wasn't like a real serious thing.
Okay.
Let's you had start fun. There.
Yeah.
Is just that your biggest celebrity?
She's super fun
dated?
To hook up
oh,
with.
Oh, no.
Uh-uh.
What? Tell me the biggest one. Come on. If people
really
are going to
know. I would talk about it. I don't know. I've never really talked about it.
Was
comedian,
it
though. I'd say comedian.
What?
So I'm trying to think of not Carol Burnett.
That's a shame. -5 for not fucking Carol Burnett.
Yeah, seriously.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're the worst scorekeeper
I feel
ever.
Like the 10 was very generous for Brandi, but I got excited about.
You gave it.
I got excited about the scoop. And
then
I think
she's
nice.
Issue. I think she's cool.
She's nice.
She's really funny. She's very entertaining.
Yeah. She's a little cuckoo. She's crazy.
Yeah, she's a little cuckoo, but she's attractive. People like her, and she's fun to be around.
Men don't care about cuckoo. Listen,
right. I know.
It
That's
is
not
no
true.
Secret what it takes to keep a man happy. You feed them, you fuck them, and that is it. And like, they will put up with a lot of crazy if you do those two things. But if you take those two things away, then they have a breakdown.
Okay. So ending on this, first off, you're going to be on tour in the fall?
Yes.
Or talk to us.
Okay.
Tell us where people can see you or what's going on.
I'm back and forth to New York and LA when there's stuff going on and meetings to be had and wonderful gentlemen to meet like the two of you.
Aww,
yes, I gig when I can when I'm here. Details of all of that will be either on my website and or social media stuff, which is all at Kath Bum, which is what my mom used to call me. It's a long story.
Kath what?
Bum. Kath Bum.
K-A-T-H-B-U-M?
Yeah.
It's cute.
I don't know why, but that's
I think
just
it's a cute name.
It's cute. Thank you.
Kath Bum.
And my main 2017-18 tour is across the UK. So,
the UK.
Yeah, I've done a few UK tours and that's what's keeping me most busy, but that tour is until Christmas, and then we'll see from there where I am.
And Matt and I will offer up a final round.
Yes, let's see what the points are at.
Okay, Theo, you're 18 minus...
Minus 8? Oh.
10, so you come out 8 points.
8, that's... Theo, that you're in the positive. That's good.
Yeah.
It doesn't always happen that way.
8 points is great.
Oh, man, it's not positive. Let's hear about it,
Matt. Oh, my God.
I mean, if I could take away points now.
It's too late.
Please.
Well, who knows what you brought back from Australia, dude?
Stop it.
Mario or Mario? How do you say it?
I say Mario, like Mario
is
and Luigi.
Is it a silent A?
No.
Do you know what is so interesting, gentlemen? No. We both had 18. And then when I take the deductions, Theo, I don't know why you're celebrating, because you have 8.
Yes.
But Matt only had 1 deduction and comes out with 17.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean as much if you have more deductions. You've been through more in your life, I think.
So without the deductions, you guys tied.
Okay, well, Theo, do you want
a final round?
Okay.
And here's how the final round works, Catherine. So we're going to create some kind of a very quick game that you're going to be the judge of.
Great.
And then we're going to give it a shot.
Okay.
What would you like to do, Matt?
I have an
idea. Good ideas. Yes.
Since we've been doing accents today, and she does live in the UK, we can try our British accents.
Okay. I have an idea also that we get to name.
Okay,
I just like to pitch another idea.
Okay.
No, I like that idea.
No, we'll let Catherine decide.
I'd be willing to do it.
Okay.
We get to name people that we think are British.
Mm. Name people that we think are British.
Until we lose. Like somebody, we just go back and forth.
I have made a decision.
Yes.
Okay.
The game will be name people in a British accent that you think are British.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. And so we just go back and forth until someone loses?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how much time do we have? We just got to go quick.
Yeah, you just got like a couple of seconds.
So
you know?
I would be like, David Beckham.
Okay. Billy Elliot.
Yeah. not a real person.
Yes, he is a real person. It's based on a truth.
I'm not really? I'm not poofed up.
I love his body movement when he does accents. You like really get into it.
Okay.
Mick Jagger.
Lloyd Banks. Is he one?
No.
Lloyd Banks.
Is he? Know who that is.
Oh my
is.
Gosh. He's a rapper. I think he is British.
He is British.
I'm going to say
Lloyd
yes.
Lloyd Banks.
I don't even know who that is.
Lloyd Banks.
All right.
I'll tell you what it is. Lloyd Banks, my friend.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Robert Pattinson. I think the time is running.
No, it isn't, dude. You get 7 seconds. I know who it is. Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Lord Tennyson. How do you know about that?
I don't know how, dude.
Listen,
I can't
question this. Like, so they just come out of nowhere for whatever reason.
I think
reason.
I got a good one.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling. I don't know why I do it in that voice, but
she's from.
Don't say it.
Okay. I know who. Anne Frank.
No, you're out.
What? Amsterdam?
I mean, you almost said that Scotland was not part of the UK, but then very helpfully added that Amsterdam is Britain.
The Pogues.
No.
They wouldn't have counted? Damn.
Well,
Shane McGowan.
You went out with a bang.
Yeah, okay. You did. Wow.
I mean, I thought, yeah, I didn't know that you'd spectacularly lose like that, and I'm impressed.
Okay.
Thanks. I really liked it. And Anne Frank as well. Not just any young woman, a really iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to her apartment, dude. It's nice. Have you been there? 2 bedroom, 2 bath.
Oh, yeah. And where was that? Huh? What part of Britain was that in?
Amsterdam's right on the river.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. You know what? That's what keeps it real, because you continue to surprise me and make me laugh. And we've done 100-something shows, and Anne Frank didn't see that one coming.
That will stay with me.
Nope. A lot of people didn't see her for a long time.
Okay.
That's what the book's about.
So, Catherine Ryan, thank you very much for swinging by the podcast. I hope you had a good time.
A great time. You guys are so much fun.
Thank you for the win.
Yeah,
extremely I will take that
charming,
happily.
Extreme. Is there a way that we can watch some of your British shows in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Yes, I think you can pirate them legally. Some of them are probably available on Netflix now. They're like acquiring a bunch of that kind of stuff. And some of them are just readily available on YouTube. Some of them will be like on my YouTube channel if I'm allowed and stuff. Yeah, for sure. I'm on a bunch of things in the UK.
I'm going to check out Your Face or Mine.
Yeah, I'm really curious about some of those.
That's
very
Comedy curious. Central. Please check it out.
Yeah, and we'll share them too on our social media pages. Thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Very funny lady. And you can watch her on Netflix, or if you're in the UK, and we do have some fans there, then you probably already know of her, but you can see her when she comes near you.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Theo. It's good to see you again.
It's kind of good to see you.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good luck with Mario.